Welcome to our Ulysses European Odyssey podcast. My name is Claudia Woolgar, and I spoke to a number of our amazing partners to find out what had inspired them to get involved in the project and what it had meant to them to be part of it. Happy listening. Now, I am here today with Alina Storm from... Now, I am not going to attempt to give the proper Danish pronunciation of the Blågård Theater. How would you say it?
It's Blågård Theater.
Blågård. You see, you tried to teach me this in Dublin. Anyway, it's an absolute privilege and a pleasure to have you here with us, Alina, to look
back
and reflect on a very long journey that we've been on. And I know that you weren't there at the beginning, and so you've been an absolute hero in taking over and taking the reins on a complex project. But what did it mean for you as a theatre to be involved in this pan-European project?
Right. Yes, exactly. We are in this special situation that I'm kind of the third generation of personnel at the theater that's taken over this project. So of course that's given some challenges, but I think originally that the international exchange aspect would have been what was very interesting for the theater. As a theater, we are very much concerned with the local. We are what you call in Danish a little capital theater, and most of our activities are mainly pointed at the local theater audiences and the Copenhagen audiences. So this was kind of an opportunity for us to look up and out beyond the boundaries of Copenhagen and the boundaries of Denmark and start picking up some international relationships. So I think this would have been the original kind of attraction to the project. Also, of course, because we are theater, the whole writing tradition is interesting to us. And we're also a theater that's interested in site-specific work. So the fact that this book, Ulysses, is about a man walking around a city would also be interesting for us.
Absolutely. And I think that form that you took with the promenade performance outside of the theatre, I think I'm right in saying that was the first time you'd done that.
Yes. I should say that I've only been at the theatre for like 1.5 years now. So what happened in the past is not my expertise, but I'm quite sure that, yes, Against the Light, which was the name of the audio walk performance, was the first time that we've done a whole performance outside in the street, in the public space. We have had other performances outside the theater, but those have been in other buildings. So it was the first time that it was in the city, in open space.
So why did this episode of Ulysses, which is obviously, I know it's known as the Hamlet chapter, Hamlet episode. So, of course, we had to have a Danish partner in there. But why did this give the theatre that inspiration to take a new creative step?
I think it was the chapter was very much about education. That was our city's theme. And, of course, that can be interpreted in so many ways. But I know that the artist chose to look at it from a very contemporary perspective, to see education in a very broad manner. So in the performance, it's very much got to do with how we as audiences learn and how we can be educated in experiences that are different from our own by being taken through that mode of experience. So concretely, it was this artist who's I can't say this disability. It's a particular illness. I don't know the name in.
Cerebral palsy.
Yes, exactly. He is suffering. The artist who made the piece is suffering from this disease. And he gave the audience the opportunity to kind of experience the city, walking around it, being in it from a disabled body's perspective, and to experience other people's gaze from that position. And that in itself was a mode of educating the audience in this, in that sense.
Sadly, I didn't see it. But what I did see, and this is really to move and look at another aspect of the project, was your piece, The Other Arab Woman, which performed at the Yes Festival in Derry in June 24. And you're talking about Casper, Eric, looking at how you get looked at through the eyes of other people. And really, that's what The Other Arab Woman is as well. And just before I ask you to talk about that, for those listening, the Derry Festival, the Yes Festival in Derry, invited acts from female performers from each of the partner cities to perform as part of the Yes Festival. And Copenhagen's piece was this extraordinarily strong performance. I forget the name of the actress, I'm sorry.
Hanin Georges is the name, yeah.
Really extraordinary piece, which was a whole other element of the project as well. But it's interesting hearing you talking about other people's gaze, because that that was her piece as well.
Very much so, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's a shared concern, I guess, among many artists that feel as minorities, how they as minorities are being looked upon and perceived by the community or the public.
Yeah, so this, I mean, it's interesting. I don't know how she felt performing that piece.
I think it's always a very vulnerable position to be in, especially because she's completely nude in the beginning of the piece. And she's very much drawing on her own personal experience as a minority in the performance. So it is definitely very sensitive. And also in terms of security, it's always something we're very concerned with.
So very resonant themes with Casper's experience, actually.
Yeah.
Cerebral palsy and the vulnerability of that,
yeah,
to the vulnerability of how people look at you as a minority.
Yes.
I mean, the project worked on so many different levels, didn't it?
Yes, it very much did. And also with the symposium that we did kind of at the end, which also had threads into especially Casper's project, Casper Eric's audio walk. The symposium was a kind of audience interacting performance where we had a food artist come and set a whole table of food that was more like an art piece. Actually, it was so beautiful. I wish you could have been there. It was an amazing experience, and it was quite inclusive. We had like maybe, I think, 25 guests that had all been invited, very much locals, very much other people with disabilities of different sorts. And it was, again, it was this focus on how we perceive people that are different. We had a colleague of mine who's a professional reader come and read some short stories that were about people with disabilities. And again, actually, it was very much about how we perceive them and how our perception of minorities also affect them.
Yeah, there's an audio of that and some photos which people can see on the website with a short video.
Yeah.
Would you do this again? Would you dive into such a huge project again?
Yes, I have had this thought or this consideration many times during the project. I think the reporting part is huge and very time consuming and very confusing, although you do a great job at being a pedagogue for all of us. But when that is said, I think we've had many great ideas and concepts that have we've had like five times as many as ended up, you know, being realized. So it's really been a creative process for us. And also it's been great to meet up with the other people in the other countries and exchanging on that level.
No, absolutely. And it's been a privilege to have the theatre with us throughout the journey. And, you know, personal respect for you and your team members. I know it's been a difficult time, but you know, you've stuck there and been with us. And I really appreciate that the theatre has stayed in the project despite the challenges. And thank you and all of your team for that.
Thank you very much. You too.